Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. I see trees of green. I see where you went with that, Dave. Very nice. Very good. Nicely done. So as more and more schools are forcing students into online learning, parents are increasingly concerned that all that schooling from home has increased vision problems for children. So what are some of the risks involved with a child's eyesight now that they're in front of a screen for a minimum of 6 hours a day, for example? With us now to answer these and other questions is Dr. Jeff Kegeris. Dr. Kegeris is a board-certified optometrist and clinical management expert and co-author of One Patient at a Time, the K-to-Play Playbook for Healthcare and Business Success. Dr. Kegeris, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend.
Thank you, John. I appreciate being on the show.
So, well, and, you know, while we're at it, here in a few, I may have to fly out and have you check my glasses because I need a new prescription, if that's all right. So,
I think then some of the tips I might have may help you.
Okay.
Travel. How's that?
Well, my wife and I do own an online business, so we do spend a lot of time in front of our computers, so that may be good. She's listening, too. So, honey, take notes.
This is a two-for-one for me.
That's right.
It?
Yeah. You'll bill me. I'll get you our insurance information. So Dr. K, In what ways can too much screen time lead to eye strain for students? Let's start there.
All right. So we certainly are seeing an awful lot more of that now, as some schools are part remote and part in school, or some schools are totally remote. I think the biggest thing to remember is that most of us as parents, when we judge our child's eyesight, we say, hey, can you see that sign over there?
Right.
What about the TV? And so we're looking at distance. But the reality is, when we're on a computer, when we're reading, we're talking about near vision, and that is a completely different system. When we're looking at distance, the eyes are completely relaxed and chill, not having to work, really. That's the way we want it optically. But when we look up close, now we're starting to use a lot of muscles. We use convergence muscles to keep the eye turned in to see what we're looking at. We use focusing muscles, much like a trombone, in and out. And then we have that thing called blinking, which we seem to tend to forget to do when we tend to stare a lot more when we look up close. So if we're going to use a lot more muscles over an extended period of time, just like any muscle, they get tired and they start to fatigue. And when they do, then things become blurry, or they become double, or maybe they just, I don't know, I'm just tired, I want to look away from the screen. Or I don't blink enough and my eyes start to bother me and I start to close my eyes, want to rub them, and all of that kind of stuff. So all of those are symptoms we're seeing at an increasing rate in our students that are having at-home classes.
I never thought of that. So what are some of the things parents then can do to help their children reduce eye strain caused by staring at computer screens? Because, you know, I never thought about it, but you're right. And even, you know, like I said, my wife and I look at our computers, and I'm sure people sitting around the office or working from home, a lot of us are having to work from home nowadays due to COVID. What are things that we can do to affect that eye strain staring at computers more?
good point, because this is not just children. Now, the children are kind of like us, and what's endemic in our population now is we live in a digital age, and most things, especially with people not going to work as much, but working from home, most, again, are all on the computer. So there are a few things we can do. The first I recommend is observe. If you can, not constantly, but occasionally check in on your child. First thing I want to remind everybody is that the eyes are made to work straight ahead or in down gaze much easier than they work in up gaze, which means the level of the computer should be about straight ahead or 15 to 20 degrees below the horizon. Now, that's not hard if you're using a tablet or a laptop, but if you have a desktop, move the chair up, move the computer down a little bit. That will be less fatiguing. Second thing is follow a 20-20 rule. We like that as eye doctors. Every 20 minutes, take 20 seconds to look away at a distant object, out the window, at the edge, end of the room, because what that allows, John, is for the eyes to defocus and relax those muscles for a brief period of time. Then they don't get locked up close, which can cause a lot of eye strain. So they relax a little bit, they're defocused, 20 seconds is all it takes, and the other thing I recommend is two good, really firm, full blinks. Why do we do that? Because if we really squeeze our eyes closed, we are squeezing these oil glands within the eyelid that supplies the most valuable component to our tears, and that will cause less of a problem with dry eyes as we go through the day.
You know, that's
so those are a couple of things.
That's amazing. I literally, as you were talking, I just did that. And I have to say that I could feel the moisture in my eye. That's ironic. It's wow. Okay, yeah. You got to bill me now, because I did that,
yeah,
and
it
did actually feel good just to do that, just to close my eyes for a few seconds. And I also did the look away thing that you mentioned, because as I sit here in the studio, I've got my computers in front of me, and it did feel better.
Yeah, and the rest of the studio people are looking at you like, what?
Oh, yeah.
He's gone crazy. Right?
Yeah, well, with the, you know, but they always look at me that way.
That's
a conservative.
No, okay. Here's the other thing. This is really significant in that because we're in a digital world, usually if those oil glands are not squeezed, okay, so it doesn't happen naturally, and we don't blink enough, they start to block up and produce a fluid that is really thick. And then even when you do blink, it doesn't come out. And so people start having dry eyes. So one of the things we do in our practice, and most practices now, is we look at the eyelids, we look at those glands. And interestingly, we would typically see when people start to have dry eyes in their 40s, 50s, 60s, we see those oil glands partially blocked, and we need to open them up, and we need to help them. But we're seeing that in teenagers now, which is an alarming thing for us, because we think if we're already seeing that because we do more staring, because we do more work up close and we're not taking those breaks or blinking as much, then what's it going to be like when they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s? And so we are concerned about that. So many of these suggestions are kind of like Covey's fourth discipline, which is they say easy, but they do tough. You know,
yeah.
I'm talking about, you got a student, and we're saying, hey, every 20 minutes. Well, that's three times in the middle of this hour class. Are they going to remember that? Maybe, maybe not, more likely not. So that's why I tell parents, you know, even a little bit of you going, hey, Joe, look out the window, and reminding them when you walk by or when you see what they're doing could be very, very beneficial, not only now, but long term.
I wish I had known that when I was in school, because I used to look out the window all the time, and I would get in trouble for that. If I had known that, I could have said, but teacher, I'm actually looking out the window to improve my eyesight. I could have tried that. I don't know if it would have worked.
I would have written you a note to that effect.
See, I could have had a doctor's note. There we go. But Mr. Day, I have a doctor's note. So
wait, my phone is ringing. All these students are calling me.
Yeah, I don't think that would have worked. So are there any other clues that parents should look for that might indicate their child is having vision problems?
Yes, because when your child sees a certain way, they only know that's the way they see. They don't know how they're supposed to see or how other people see. So if it's blurry or a little bit of a shadow image or double, or it's just not always stable, all they know is, oh, I don't know. And you know what? The typical response is not, hey, mom, it's blurry. The typical response is avoidance or bad head posture. They start leaning on their hand. They start, you know, moving around in their seat. They want to avoid doing what they're doing, or they're reading something, but they reread lines and they don't comprehend as well. And you say, geez, you're so smart. I mean, you need to be reading at a higher grade level. So posture is a big thing that we watch for. because sometimes people can be mistakenly diagnosed with, you know, a deficit problem, an attention deficit problem, when it's really that they've got a near vision eye problem.
Right.
It's making them not want to keep staring. I mean, if I saw a shadow on the target I'm looking at right now up close, I don't think I'd want to read for very long.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Dr. Keg, thank you again for joining us this evening. If folks have any questions, want to get a copy of your book, they can visit you on the web at thek2way.com, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you again for joining us, Doc. Keep up the good work. Carry on the fight, my friend. And if I need that note, I'm gonna email you or call you, okay?
That sounds good. And I'll be calling tomorrow night to make sure you're blinking.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Take care.
We'll take a quick break, and then Zoe Newton, a former member of the Kansas Board of Regents, will join us to tell us of her firsthand experience living under a socialist regime. In the meantime, I'm going to blink and stare out the window. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.